Welcome to Randomania! This is a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random,
and then we talk about it. My name is Brad. Joining me this week, as always, my brother Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good to see your face and hear your voice on this lovely Sunday as we record. It's nice, balmy 70 degrees here. I'm sure it's a little warmer there. But hey, man, happy to record. We got a weird one today, and I'm going to get mad. I'll warn everybody right now.
Yeah, we had a pick one last week at the end of the episode. We both cringed, and we were, this time, probably correct. What match did we have to watch this week, Matt?
We had match number 246, which is from WrestleMania 25, April 5th, 2009, at Reliant Stadium in Houston, Texas, in front of 72,744 fans. We had the Miss WrestleMania Divas Battle Royal. What the fuck?
Yeah, boy, this, it's tough because I went into it not knowing much because I've seen WrestleMania 25 once before. I actually, funny thing about WrestleMania 25, I actually rented the discs from Netflix and had them mailed to me.
Wow.
That's how I saw WrestleMania 25 because that was like 2009. I definitely, absolutely, 100% was not watching wrestling. But in an attempt to get back into it, once I saw that WrestleMania 25 was available to rent on Netflix, I ordered it. And watched it that way without really having much context of anything that was going on around the thing. So anyway, I don't think I've watched it since, except for we had to watch Taker Michaels from this on for this show. I think that's the only match we've had from this Mania. Correct me wrong.
We have not had any match from this Mania. We had Taker Michaels from 26.
Oh, my bad. That's right.
This Taker is the Michaels first match we've gotten from the 25th WrestleMania, and it's this fucking match. I'm going to warn everybody right now that I'm going to shit all over this. I'm going to be super angry. I'm going to I have some positive notes, but for the most part, this is a fucking god-awful experience. They should wipe this from history. It shouldn't even be available. God damn it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be bookmarked. Oh, it isn't. So I don't know if you noticed that, but I go to Peacock to watch this thing, and you can't even get to the beginning of the match. You have to get to the beginning of the Kid Rock performance. That's where it's bookmarked, because it ties into this stupid thing. The segment that we get here, it kicks off with the Kid Rock, like 10-minute Kid Rock performance.
Way too long.
Yeah, he does like 8 songs. He keeps singing, doesn't go away. I mean, I get it. He's a big star. WWE loves big stars. That's why we have Bad Bunny at WrestleMania this year. This is why we have all these goose. It's what they do. It's fine. He's the star. He's who you could get. People like him.
Somebody likes him. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, Kid Rock.
True. Yeah. For...
I know. See? Your reaction is everything. God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Ball with the Ball. Sweet. I'm with you. That song was also popular 10 years before this. We got Cowboy. Cool. That was popular 10 years before this. We got a bunch of shitty Kid Rock songs that fuck Kid Rock, asshole. I mean, he's from Michigan, and I can't stand the fucking guy. Anyway, went way too long. And then There's no preamble, there's no talk about the match, and all of a sudden, Chicks, WWE Divas, just start rolling out during the So Hot song at the end.
Yeah, Chicks is a good way to put it, because that's exactly how they're treated for this entire thing. I mean, it's 2009 WWE, which as I'm watching, I'm realizing this feels like ancient history while being 12 years ago. It's crazy how far we've come.
Well, so, even during the Kid Rock show, like, they're showing the two dancers. They're showing every female in the crowd they can find. It's just like Kevin Dunn's, like, just taking direction from Vince, like, find the women, put them on the screen. And, they come out, and...
Yeah, they're all dancing all over them, like, they're all best friends, like, we're hanging out with Kid Rock, and they're about to go have a battle royal. That didn't make a lot of sense.
So, yeah, for this match, and this is the kind of the order that they come out, that may be a little bit skewed because you kind of get some wide shots, and they don't even keep the fucking camera on the talents coming out. They show the crowd, so you miss like a fourth of the females coming out for this match, and it drives me nuts. So then you gotta like look on Wikipedia to even see who the fuck some of them are. So here's what I noticed in order of them coming out: Melina, Kelly Kelly, Mickie James, Beth Phoenix, Layla, Rosa Mendez, Jillian Hall, Maria, both Bellas, Eve Torres, Maryse, Gail Kim, Michelle McCool, Natalia, Katie Lee Burchill, Sunny, Molly Holly, Victoria, Tori Wilson, Jackie Gaeta, Joy Giovanni, Alicia Fox, and Tiffany.
Wow.
Yeah, and then also we get a shot of some random person who is all tatted up and jacked up with a wig in the aisleway, but that competitor never comes out through the entryway. They must have snuck down by, like, the little aisleway between the stage and the aisle of the crowd. So.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That's funny.
Yeah, so our person that doesn't even get talked about until a minute left in the fucking match comes out down the aisleway and is kind of like hanging out behind Kelly Kelly and Melina as they're dancing down the aisleway. So, anyway. So, first of all, there's not a lot to talk about this match, really, honestly.
Can we talk about some of these competitors? So, they all just walked out. You just rattled off, like, 25 names, right? Mm-hmm. Let's digest some of this real quick. So, first of all, you mentioned Sunny. I can honestly tell you I didn't see her.
Well, they didn't see her. Where was she?
I heard her say that, but I guess maybe it was because just the nature of the thing. I guess I wasn't looking for her. And, yeah, when they did mention her, I still didn't see her. And maybe I just wasn't watching very closely because I wasn't very interested.
Well, when they're all coming out, there are a few people that don't get real FaceTime. So, like, a lot of the prominent ones that were in the company at the time, like Melina, Kelly Kelly, Beth Phoenix, Jillian, Maryse, Gail Kim, you know, even at the end with Alicia Fox and Tiffany, they get some good FaceTime on camera, but you don't really see much of Sunny, or you see a tiny bit of Katie Lee Burchill. You don't really see Victoria, Molly Holly, barely see Tori Wilson, don't see Jackie, really. You don't even see Joy Giovanni. Like, it's... Yeah, you barely see him. So Sunny was in that group that she just... It was one of the cutaways where she happens to be dancing on Kid Rock, and then they turn back and she's already past the camera.
Okay.
So
that's, well, I missed it.
Yeah, so when they go to the wide shot, I knew the gear they were wearing. And when they go to the wide shot, that's how I knew the order they kind of come out, because they're still all coming out relatively in that order.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sunny, who had not been in a WWE ring at that point since 1998.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's been a long, long, long time, and it was a long time after, too.
Yep, she was definitely the longest gap in between for some of the folks in this ring, because not everybody in this match is a contracted wrestler at this point, or I'm not even going to say wrestler, I'm going to say talent. Not a contracted talent, because Tori Wilson was not, Jackie Gaeta was not, Joy Giovanni was not, obviously Sunny was not. So that might be... Molly Holly was not. So they were not contracted. They just needed some chicks in there. Because it's like Mr. WrestleMania, they got some prominent females that had been in a few WrestleManias over the previous couple years. So, and really, Tori Wilson had only been gone like 11 months at this point. She got released and then came back for this match. Jackie Gaeta was last there in like 2005. Joy Giovanni was last there in like 2006. Molly Holly last there in 2005. So...
There's definitely a couple names in there you mentioned that I don't know who they are. Who's,
No, this is good. This is the only thing that's going to keep this show going, is talking about the random females in this match, because we have nothing to talk about for the fucking idiot fucking match, and I'm just going to get mad about it. So go ahead and ask your question.
It says Joy Giovanni.
Giovanni. Yep, she was around for about a year only, in about 05, 06. She was a part of the SmackDown brand. So she was initially part of the Diva searches that they were doing. She did not win, but as evident through a lot of females that were in WWE from around 03 to like 06-ish, there was a bunch of females from those competitions that got contracts even though they didn't win. Michelle McCool, Layla, those are two the pretty prominent ones. Maryse, another one. Joy Giovanni was one that she was in the competition. She got far. She didn't win. They gave her a contract. She was only around for about a year. I can only really remember her being a storyline with like the Big Show and somebody else and getting kidnapped on SmackDown, and she was held hostage, and she was like a massage therapist or something. I don't think she really wrestled much. She was just kind of around. She was hardly there, like a year. And then that was 06, and now we're talking here 09, so apparently they had a short list of chicks that were really willing to come back for this match.
Okay, well...
She's the most obscure one.
Okay. By far. The next name that you said right after her when you were listing names a minute ago, dang.
Jackie Gata.
Yeah, who's that?
Jackie Gata was the co-winner of Tough Enough Season 3, I believe. Her and Linda Miles won. Jackie was then... She wrestled often, but it was pretty bad. So she was kind of put in more of a valet backstage kind of role. She did have a match at WrestleMania 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a pillow fight, but, you know, it was still a match. Which might be on our list of matches, if you want me to be honest with you. I don't know if it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she was in a pillow fight at WrestleMania 20, so she had been around then. She's actually married to Charlie Haas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for a while. They are currently no longer married, but they were married for a very long time, like 15 years. So she met him in WWE. That was like her claim to fame. And she was around through about 05. She was, I think, so like maybe like 2 years she was in the company.
Huh, interesting.
Who else do you want to know about?
No, a lot of them I know. I just didn't...
Katie Lee Burchill. You know.
Yeah, I don't know who Katie Lee Burchill is. Yeah, you're right. That's one.
All right, Katie Lee Burchill, she's an English wrestler. She's actually a trained wrestler. She's not one of these Diva Search Divas. She's not a Playboy model. She's actually a wrestler who still works to this day. She's still working. She, I think, started in like 02-ish, 03, maybe somewhere, working overseas, and then worked a lot of indies. And she was hired as an actual talent, not just as a chick that can do, you know, mud wrestling matches. So you got to have somebody that can work eventually. And she was one of those that could actually work. She was brought from a developmental to the main roster with Paul Burchill. Do you remember Paul Burchill?
I know the name. I don't...
Paul Burchill at one point had a pirate gimmick.
That's right. That's what I was going to say, pirate gimmick.
Yeah, with Steve Regal. Yep, he was with William Regal. Sorry, not Steve Regal. William Regal, and then he went off TV. When he came back, he brought his sister, Katie Lee, with him. Not real life brother, sister, kayfabe. Then they had a bit of an incest storyline going, where they never overtly said that it was, like, you know, incest, but the comments in the interviews, the way they can make the lines and the comedy happen, that it was totally incest. But then WWE went PG, and they had to drop it. So now she's got nothing to talk about. And Paul Burchill either was released or got hurt, and she stuck around. Now, she can actually work, Katie Lee Burchill, and she cuts a pretty damn good promo. She was called Winter in developmental. She's fairly decent. Had some good matches with people like Beth Phoenix and some of those, like when they were working FCW and OVW. So, like, she can actually have some matches. They're probably on YouTube. Katie Lee Burchill.
Cool, man.
You're learning stuff today. Know
that. I'm learning so much.
How about
Tiffany? Nope, do not know Tiffany. Who the hell is Tiffany?
Former Playboy model, then got into the business. I don't know if she was a Diva Search gal. That's the only thing I don't know about her. I do know that she did get contracted as a wrestler, and she worked a lot. It was either FCW or OVW, and then she was brought up when the ECW brand started, and she was just kind of like a backstage interviewer. She eventually became general manager of ECW.
Really?
On-screen general manager of ECW. I think during this match, like while this is, if ECW was still happening, she, or either maybe just ended, she was the general manager on the ECW brand.
Yeah, it should have been. I think that ECW brand went all the way into like 2011.
Yeah, so she was the GM. She ended up marrying Drew McIntyre when Drew McIntyre had kind of got, they met down there when they were training. So they're no longer married. They're not around. But she still works. She's still wrestling. Not as often, but she went, after she left WWE, not too long after this, she went to TNA, when she was their champ, whatever their women's division is called, Knockouts.
Knockout champ
for like 300 days. For like almost a year. Now, granted, really? that division had a lot of like non-wrestlers too, right? It was very close to WWE at the time. But you still had a couple of that could actually work, some Rebby Skies and some, you know, like Tara. Victoria left WWE shortly after this and went there as Tara. Gail Kim was there. So they've had some chicks that could work. But she was champ for a real long time under her real name, Taryn Terrell. She's totally all over the internet if you want to search her. Just, you know, do it like a safe search, not at work type thing.
Copy that.
Yeah. I think a lot of the other females in this match have pretty... either storied history or long enough tenures that they've had some prominent matches at either other WrestleManias or around long enough, like Melina and Kelly, right?
Right. So, I know them, yeah.
Specifically Mickey James, obviously Beth Phoenix, yeah. Layla, you know who they are, and I think most of our regular listeners have probably heard of them. Rosa Mendez might be a little more obscure.
Yeah, Rosa Mendez, when I recall, kind of used to come up with Epico and Primo, when that's when I was first introduced to her.
I think what will surprise you about Rosa Mendez is how long she was with the company. So this, she was fairly new here around 09 when this match started. Her real name is Melina Rocha. I don't think she was a Diva Search. I think that she was a wrestler that got contracted. I don't know that 100%, but she was around for, I don't know, almost 10 years, because she was still with Fandango in the mid-aughts. She was with Primo and Epico when the Total Divas show started. Like, she was part of that. So she was around for a while. She didn't always have a super prominent role, but she was around a lot longer than I think most people realize.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, she was. And, well, I think because everyone seemed to like her. I always got a vibe that people liked her a lot. Yep. So I think, you know.
Yeah, and I think she had been in relationships with a few wrestlers, too. Like, I think she had dated, like, Wade Barrett or somebody at some point, and a few other people, too. So, I may be wrong about that, but I think there was a few others.
Yeah, you said it, not me. Yeah. So, so that's a little backstory to this bullshit, stupid-ass match. So, we forget now, okay, so this is WWE 2009. Women's wrestling not exactly valued the way it would be in the next 10 years or so. It would completely change. But at the time, I don't want to justify anything because it sucks, man. It really sucks because it's a battle royal, yet they, because it's ladies, they don't have to throw them over the top, I guess, so they just start dumping them out of the ring. People are flopping and landing on the floor pretty hard. Did you notice that?
Yeah, like they don't know how to take bumps properly because a lot of the non-wrestlers are the ones that were doing it.
Yeah. Just slapping the ground. I was like, dang, that was rough landing.
Like, they ring the bell to kind of cue Justin Roberts to start talking, and I don't know if, like, somebody in the ring jumped the gun and thought that was the bell to start the match, or if that was actually supposed to be the start of the match, because the bell rings, Justin Roberts starts doing announcements, and they start going at it. Now, I could have looked hard enough to find out who did it. Did you do it?
No, my theory, though, is we had a special guest ring bell ringer,
and it was Mae Young. A special timekeeper. Yeah, Mae Young was the timekeeper.
So Mae Young was the timekeeper, and I think she just rang the bell.
I don't know. Right? Because when they cut the camera to her, they look like she's trying to ring the bell again.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know how sometimes they ring the bell, then they do the ring, you know, the entrances or whatever, or the announcements, and then they actually start the match again? I think somebody heard that initial bell, which was supposed to kind of cut off the Kid Rock thing, to Justin Roberts start talking, and somebody jumped the gun that didn't know better. Because you hear King start laughing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. That's exactly what happened. They just thought that bell was like, ding, 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 this contest is scheduled for, you know.
Yep.
Like that I always used to do, but instead they hear. Yeah.
I mean, so, Layla gets eliminated before Justin Roberts even stops talking.
Who was it?
Layla. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's just dumped, like, Justin Roberts is like, this is the Mystery WrestleMania 25 Battle Royal, and she's already gone.
Yeah.
Like, that gone. Fast.
I was like, and she's I didn't even get the instructions, though. Yeah. And she's, like, a legit, like, she's a good one. No, was she eliminated by somebody? Did it get storyline play in any way?
I don't think so. I could not find any follow-up to this. Well, there's a slight follow-up to this, which we'll get to after the match. But, like, I think it was just like, all right, you have 8 minutes. We got to go. Let's just go, and then I think that they just started going, because you have a lot of not naturally trained workers and folks that haven't been around for a while, mixed with folks that can actually work, and those are the ones that I feel so bad for in this match. Like, Molly Holly's great. Gail Kim is great. Beth Phoenix is fantastic. Melina can work. Layla can work. Katie Lee Burchill can work. Like, you talk about, like, the Bellas and Rosa Mendez and Jackie and Tori. They should be flopping. They should be the first ones eliminated. But, like, Gail Kim and Natalya should be two of the last people in this ring doing high spots and going crazy. Gail Kim was trained by the same person that trained Trish Stratus, Edge, and Christian. I'm just saying. Yep. She's awesome, and she's in this match for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wasn't really a showcase of talents. It was a little bit of a showcase of ladies.
But and they don't even mention everybody. Yeah, they literally don't say Joy Giovanni's name one time. So if I had brought her up as being in the match, would you even have known she was in it?
Nope. I still wouldn't know. I'd be oblivious to who she was, but that's just me. But no, I wouldn't have known. I know that it was a bunch of ladies and a few that I recognized.
Because we get Michael Cole, JR, and King calling the match, and they at least one point say Sonny's name. They say Jackie Gaeta's name. They say Tori Wilson's name. They say Tiffany. They say Alicia Fox. They don't say Katie Lee Burchill. They don't say a couple other people. They talk about Gail Kim, who I think actually accidentally eliminated herself. So as far as I know, she was supposed to be in there later, because it looked like she was supposed to hang on when she kind of pulled somebody else out, and then her feet hit. So here I am praising her as a great worker, and she might have fucked up. But like, the Bellas are brand new.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I was wondering about that.
Brand new. Like, they had barely been there. Look, see how skinny and thin they are, and less fake tits Nikki had. They're brand new.
Yeah, I like them. And they were the only ones that had allies in the match. You'd think they would have done better. Like,
they did eliminate a couple people, if you look at the facts and figures, which I was going to do. Only in looking up other people and what their path to this match was did I find out that Brie and Bella actually double-teamed to eliminate some people. But you would never know, because the announcers never bring it up. There's silence at points. They just stop talking, because I think they were supposed to talk a lot more about some other things before whoever jumped the gun and started the match and then threw the timing of everything off. I don't know if that's the case. I feel like it is.
Yeah, something was up. Was weird.
Do you even know who the Divas champ is in this match at this time?
No.
She's in the match.
No.
She comes out carrying the belt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Beth Phoenix?
Nope.
Oh, then I don't know.
Maryse.
Oh, okay.
Do they mention it?
No, I don't think so.
When she gets eliminated, do they make anything out of, oh my God, somebody just eliminated the Divas champion. Make something out of it?
No.
Exactly. I hate this match. I hate the announcing. I hate the work. I feel bad for the actual workers who got stuck in this match, like Beth Phoenix, who should have won the damn thing because she eliminated like 15 chicks.
Yeah.
I'm mad, nope. And I hate it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. It's bullshit. It should have never happened. This is the only women's match at this Mania, and they don't even get to work. No wonder Beth Phoenix left the company, because she was sad at the direction that all the women were going. No wonder Molly Holly dipped out of there 4 years before this, because she saw the writing on the wall, because she couldn't even work, and she's stuck in fucking bra and panties matches. I'm just mad. Yeah. I'm just mad. I was mad when it aired live. I'm mad now. And the worst part, is that a man, Santino fucking Marella, in a wig, wins the match.
Yeah. Yeah, as a comedy act.
As a fucking comedy act.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, their entire careers were treated as a joke. They came out dancing on a rock star, like a piece of side candy, mm-hmm. like your eye candy side piece. That's what I meant. Yeah, they get 4 seconds in the ring. They don't get to do anything, and then a guy wins.
The only redeeming quality is at least Santino wasn't performing moves. All he did was run around the ring and stay away from everybody and act like a female, which was a little bit funny, but at least you don't see him doing moves on all these broads who can't even take a fucking bump. And really, the only thing he does at the end is dump Beth.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it have been more fun to have Beth Phoenix dump him?
Maybe, but
she's in the Royal Rumble the next year, for Christ's sake, and eliminates the Great Khali.
Well, perhaps that's a response to something shitty like this, don't you think? Because, you know, it sucks that it happened, right? But I do think that they've done a lot since to change the trajectory. So it sucks that it happened, but it's also a teaching point, I guess. A learning, a reminder, I guess, of how things were and how far we've come. And there's still a ways to go. You know, they have flashes of giving women a chance, but then it just goes right back to being secondary. It always does. They're a lot better now. And NXT is fantastic. NXT does a great job marketing the women.
Yeah, sometimes you'll watch a 2-hour NXT show, and 3 of the 5 matches are women's matches.
Yep, and you're fine with it, and they're good. And you're like,
this is good.
Yeah. So, for that, in the sake of progress, in the sake of looking back on things and seeing how far we've come, I can see where the value lies in this match to see what things, just how it was at the time, and to know, like, learning from history is important, right? You see how it was, and you know, if things weren't right, you change it. And then things have been changed, and I don't think, like I said, it's not perfect, but it's certainly a lot better now.
I'm sweating. I'm so angry about this match. Yeah, I mean, it is the worst time in the company's history for women, other than when they didn't have any. You know what I mean?
Which right. Zero Romans wrestling from, like, 87 to 94, really. There was barely any women at all. Yeah. Until Lunger Blaze came along, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And we got a little bit in the 90s with the Bertha Faye and the, who's a chick, Bull Nakano, and a few others. Bull Nakano. There's a couple of Survivor Series matches with some Japanese gals during that time, and then they bring the title back in, I think, 98, right? But then we got Sable and fucking, you know, Luna and Ivory and Jackie. So some of those girls are, and Tori, they're trained wrestlers. They wanted to be wrestlers, not a set of tits with a belt on. I don't want to say that because it kind of defeats the purpose of what I'm so angry about, but I'm talking through the lens and scope of WWE at the time, right? Oh, it's a diva search. Let's hire all these, you know, cheerleader quality gals and then hope they're athletic enough that they can fall down a couple times. And some of it worked out. Michelle McCool was fine. She did well. Layla, natural athlete, natural, you know, dancing background, did fine. Christy Hemme, not so much. Ashley Massaro, not so much. You know, Bellas came from that. You know, took a while, but they got
took
there.
A while. Took they a got while, there, they yeah. Got there.
Maryse, not so much. You know, probably not the worst women's match you'll ever see if Maryse is in it, but it's also not going to be anything if you were going to watch, you know, Beth Phoenix and Melina have a match. You know, Melina's or Victoria and Molly Holly, I would pay money to see that. I don't really want to watch Rosa Mendez take on Kelly Kelly. I don't either.
But, I mean, you know, at least they're working. You could say that, too. You know, at least they had a job. At least they got a payday.
And I do want to make it a really strong point that the females in the match are doing what they're asked to do. They're not.
Correct.
This
yes.
is not
yes.
their ideal situation, probably, either. I bet every one of the females in that match would have preferred to have a one-on-one match or a tag match or a three-way or even an eight-man. At least you get some spots and take some bumps, do some work, and get some face time. I'm pretty sure every one of them would have preferred that too, right? So, like, I don't fault anybody in the ring. I'm not saying they didn't work hard because it's not easy to go out and do any of that, especially for the ones that hadn't worked in years or taken bumps. You know, you're asking Sonny, who hasn't probably taken a bump since 2000, to go out there and fall out of the ring.
It wasn't really a trained wrestler to begin with. Yeah.
Neither is Joy Giovanni. You know, some of these chicks are brand, Bellas, and some of these are brand fucking new. They've only been there for a short amount of time. They work some FCW stuff, but like, I can't fault them for any of this. They're doing what they're asked to do, and they're getting a paycheck, and they're getting FaceTime, and it doesn't mean they worked hard. You know, Victoria's working her ass off out there. Mickey James is working her ass off. Beth Phoenix, working her ass off. Like, even Kelly Kelly is taking bumps. She's getting thrown into the corner. So, like, they're not trying. I don't want to make... And, like, Tiffany takes a big bump to get eliminated. She's hardly a wrestler at this point, and she takes a big fall. Kudos to them. You did great. I'm shitting on it because of the way that the company treated them at the time and the way this match went on. If you're going to make them a Battle Royal, cut half of that Kid Rock time and give them 4 more minutes in this Battle Royal. I'd much rather see that. As much as this match sucked, and I'll never want to watch it again ever, I'd rather watch 4 more minutes of them doing some spots and get Gail Kim and Molly Holly some heat as opposed to listen to Kid Rock sing a song about his fucking Upper Michigan when he's talking about Gaylord. Fuck that guy.
Love it. So, what do you want to rate it?
Well, really fast, the only thing that really came from this was, like, Santina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beth Phoenix getting mad that he won it. So, like, she's kind of the voice of reason. The point of my anger was portrayed on TV in the form of Beth Phoenix after this and talking about how he won and somebody should have won it and she should have won it. She was the dominant female. So it kind of put her more on a pedestal and gave her more of a spotlight. And I think they even had a match at some point where she, you know, body slammed him and kind of beat the crap out of him. I don't know if this was before or after they teamed up, because I don't remember if they teamed up. They were Glamorella, because she's a Glamazon, and he's Santino Marella. And I think the Glamorella thing was after this.
Yeah.
So this led to that. So that was a positive thing. I like Santino. He's a hell of a worker. He's very funny, and he does a great job. And he's, again, only doing what he's told in this match, too. I'm sure he's like, oh, man, all the females are going to hate me. Let's hope not. Yeah. I did want to bring up really fast, Candice Michelle would have probably been in this match, but she was hurt. So she was with Mae Young on the outside and presented the crown to Santina, but she was hurt, so that's why she didn't work. But they wanted to get her out there.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
So they wanted to get her out there, so she's out there. Do you want, who rated first last week?
I think you did.
I did. You get to go first this week.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm going to rate this thing a half HBK. No, a quarter HBK, because at least there was a lot of people out there. I don't know, quarter HBK. It was pretty bad. What about you?
Shaking my head no, because you're overrating this thing by about 50 HBKs. It's a zero. If I would give negative like Meltzer, I will, but I'm not doing that because there's no such thing. It's a dud in Meltzer world. It's a zero. I don't care. I'm mad. I was mad in 2009 when it happened. I'm mad in 2021 when I'm watching it. I feel bad because there's some people that probably loved this spot and got a good payday, and it means nothing. I would rather watch Uncle Elmer and Adrian Adonis 30 more times than watch this one again. And that's the lowest match we've ranked to date at HBK scale. So that tells you what I think about this fucking match.
Yeah, it's problematic and bad at the same time. It's the double whammy. So, boy, glad that's over.
Well, I mean, we had to get it at some point, right? We're going to get these. There's a few other things somewhere that are going to be... At least we have stuff to talk about because there was a lot of people in it. Imagine if
that's what I said too.
Imagine if it was uninteresting facts about people, because you learned something. Yeah, you know more now probably about, you know, Jackie Gata than you did yesterday. You know a little bit more about Katie Lee Burchill than you did 3 hours ago. So hopefully our listeners got a little bit something from that. Do you get a you notice a shot of Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top in the crowd when Kid Rock?
Yeah, I did. I did. I wasn't sure. I was like, is that ZZ Top in the crowd or is that somebody else? That's good.
Yeah, just wanted to throw that out there because I just thought of it. So, well, sorry everybody for giving you a zero. It's not your fault for those that are in the match. I mean, I'm going to blame whoever booked this crap. And it's just a shame. Just a shame because everybody in this match has probably had a better outing at some point in their career. I would even venture to say Tori Wilson has had a better match than this. I mean, she has. Watch the Royal Rumble where Tori Wilson came out and she's doing head scissors and body slams and leg drops, and that's better than this.
Yeah.
And that's recent. Like, Jillian Hall is in this match and she was in this year's WrestleMania. So, she still works. Anyway, just mad. Alright. You want to pick another one?
Let's pick a match for next week.
So we're going to pick a randomly generated number between 0 and 358. There are 358 documented WrestleMania matches, not including pre-shows and dark matches. 0 is our minimum, because if we get 0 by some fate, we will get to pick whatever we want. And we're going to pick this match to watch it again and just fucking rip on it and hate ourselves and then fucking run into traffic. Probably not.
No.
We'll watch this pillow fight from WrestleMania 20 so Jackie Gato's reputation can get brought back into prominence.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. Are you ready?
yeah, man. I'm so excited.
344.
Oh, 344. Holy shit. Is Elias versus Baron Corbin from WrestleMania Pandemic.
Yeah, last year. Wow, Elias and Corbin, a new WrestleMania match. That'll be interesting. Is it a year ago, and I don't remember who won or anything about the match.
Nope, I think I blocked out a lot of this Mania. So I mean, it was a weird one, right? It's literally the scrambled Mania.
We'll talk about it. Last minute Mania. So at least this is no titles on the line. This is just a match that they kind of threw together in the 2-night thing to kind of fill time, I think. So this will be an interesting one to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I'm super confused. I don't even remember them having a match. 344. Okay.
All right. So there we go. Well, hey, man, give us a like on Instagram at Randomania Podcast. Give us a follow and a like and a comment on Randomania Podcast on Facebook. We are on Twitter at Randomania Pod. Give our boys over at Fat Guy Sports Talk a listen. They haven't put any new content out in a bit. It's a little bit of a slow season for sports for those guys, but I anticipate we'll get some kind of wrap-up show talking about the start of baseball. Sorry, a wrap-up show for the NCAA tournament. Maybe the start of baseball coming here soon, and the NFL draft is upcoming, so I think that'll get the chatter going with those guys. So, yeah, follow us on socials, man. Give us a shout-out. Share us with your friends. Get the word out there. We got a couple new people following the pages this week, so I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, it's good to have new ears and new faces clicking likes and doing the things you do. While you're out there, go ahead and rate 5 stars. I'm sure it helps somehow. Anyway, so that was that, and then we picked a match, and then now...
Can we just fire everybody?
I was like, congratulations to Santina.
No.
I'm winning the match.
No.
I'm winning the match.
Nope.
At WrestleMania 25. WWE Creative.
You're fucking fired.